On today's Growth Point, I want to take a moment to wish you a happy and blessed Thanksgiving. Someone told me years ago, thankfulness is thankfulness. And when I just ponder the goodness of God, it brings a thankfulness to my heart. So oftentimes in life, I ponder things that aren't yet done, deadlines that must be met, things that didn't go right, and it can put me into a tailspin in the sense of my emotions or in the sense of really just the feeling of really getting done what needs to be done. And when that happens, gratitude escapes. But when I take time daily to focus on what has been done and on what Jesus has done for me and on who I am in Jesus Christ, it gives me cause for thanksgiving. So today, let me encourage you with that little saying, thankfulness is thankfulness. Psalm 95, O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. Kingdoms come and kingdoms go. Peace accords are made, peace accords are broken. But there is one King that is everlasting, and he is wonderful, and he is mighty God. And he is our counselor, and he is everlasting. I don't know what you might be facing as 2013 comes to an end, but I want you to be encouraged today to give thanks to your everlastingly good and wonderful God. And know that out here in the high desert of Southern California, there's a pastor who's thankful for you, your faithfulness to Christ, and praying that today you'll know all the richest blessings of Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. Happy Thanksgiving.